The Catholic Church continues to confront the problem that fewer women are choosing to become nuns. Many communities have begun to consider ways to involve more women in religious life, and many laywomen are seeking a deeper spiritual path that accepts the realities of modern life. At national gatherings and in journals, sisters are asking, can you serve God without taking traditional vows? Karen Brown has the story.
Once, as a little girl, Pat Brody considered joining a convent. Instead, she got married, had 6 children, 12 grandchildren, and got divorced, although she never sought an annulment. At 63, while working a corporate job, she felt something was missing. One evening last year, she found it.
I was on the internet, and I came across the Benedictine website. And I said to myself, my God, they do everything I believe in.
Now Brody spends 2 days a week at the Erie Soup Kitchen. It's the kind of charitable work she's done all her life. But this time she's doing it as a member of the Benedictine community.
The difference is the people you're sharing the journey with. And even when I come here for lunch and we're preparing food for the evening meal, and we'll sit down and have lunch and we pray together. And that just isn't something that happens everywhere.
Brody is known as a temporary sister in a new program of the Benedictine Sisters based on a Buddhist model. She spends her days as a traditional nun and even takes the vows of celibacy, poverty, and obedience. But she only commits for a year at a time. With family depending on her, Brody says she couldn't promise any more than that.
I thought I have been out there, you know, not certainly not in a monastery, all of those years, and I didn't know if I would fit into that stronger program.
The Benedictine sisters realized that to attract women like Pat Brody to their community, they would have to adapt to modern realities. Sister Mary Ellen Plum directs the temporary sister program.
When people used to come to religious life, they came up immediately intending to make a permanent commitment because that was what was happening when wherever you were. Now people go through 3, 4, 5 careers in one lifetime. And so we kind of want to keep up with that in that we can't assume that everybody who wants to be part of what we're about will want to stay forever.
A number of religious communities are considering new forms of membership. Some have even asked the Vatican for permission to experiment. In many cases, the motivation is a dwindling number of new recruits. The Sisters of St. Joseph in Holyoke, Massachusetts, has seen its membership drop from 1,000 members in the 1960s to fewer than 400 today. Only 10 are younger than 50. Sister Kathleen Imbruno is membership coordinator.
Each community has a charism, which is really the reason for which it was founded and how it manifests itself. Like ours is unity and reconciliation. And so the main issue would be, how does our charism continue when we're either no longer here or when there are so few of us here that we become almost invisible?
Last fall, the order began having meetings to consider how it could open its doors to other women.
Is there a way that people can join us and be members without taking the vows that we take, and like what kind of membership can they have?
One former nun believes she has an answer. Mary McInerney entered a convent in New York when she was 21, but she left after 3 years, partly because she felt daunted by the commitment. Almost 20 years later, after a successful career in education, she found herself at a crossroads.
I looked at that success and said, this is not all it's cracked up to be. And I had to deal with that emptiness before it dawned on me that what I was really missing was my relationship with God and the relationship with men and women who were experiencing that same spiritual journey.
Like Pat Brody, McInerney wasn't satisfied just being active in her church. She'd like to see the Sisters of St. Joseph extend the privileges of their community to women like her. But unlike a conventional nun, she doesn't want to give up all her assets, her independence, or her chance to have a family.
And I don't see a conflict with having a long-term committed relationship and saying, I want to be a member of a religious community. For me, those two things are not in conflict.
But for many traditional sisters, they are in conflict. Some feel it would cheapen the vows they've already taken. Others say it could defeat the point of religious life.
It's a life like marriage itself and other forms of self-donation that calls for genuine heroism.
Sister Sandra Schneiders is a professor at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. She's the author of Finding the Treasure, a book on modern religious life.
And our culture says, take care of number one, get as much as you can. Well, this is the exact opposite. It says, how can I give my life for others? How can I give my life to God? So somebody who says, well, you know, how can I, what's the easiest way I can do this would be in a way that it simply doesn't make any sense.
The challenge, Schneider says, is for religious women to help lay people find spirituality without changing the nature of their own communities. But that may not be enough for women like Mary McInerney, who want to live alongside the sisters as different but equal.
I see it as trying to make sure that the mission and the charism of the community continues on beyond the time at which there are no longer any sisters who have taken the traditional vows. I see it as yet another opportunity for people who want to engage in a spiritual journey to have an avenue to do that.
Soon, the Sisters of St. Joseph will decide whether to pursue alternative membership, and several other orders are considering ways to extend their reach to women who, for whatever reason, can't see themselves committing to a lifetime of celibacy, poverty, or obedience. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Holyoke, Massachusetts.